The Swedish Ministry of Finance is currently evaluating a proposal that would exempt certain foreign governments from the obligation to pay withholding taxes on dividends received from Swedish companies. This potential exemption aims to strengthen bilateral relations and promote Sweden as an attractive investment destination for sovereign wealth funds and state-owned enterprises. Overview of the proposal. Under current Swedish tax law, dividends paid to foreign entities are subject to a withholding tax, typically set at 30%, though this rate is often reduced under tax treaties. The ministry's proposal seeks to selectively waive these withholding taxes for qualifying foreign governments, effectively easing the tax burden on sovereign entities investing in Sweden. This initiative aligns with Sweden's broader economic diplomacy goals and its commitment to fostering cross-border investments. By offering this exemption, Sweden hopes to encourage increased participation by foreign governments in its equity markets, thereby boosting capital inflows and facilitating strategic economic partnerships. Economic and diplomatic implications. Exempting foreign governments from dividend withholding taxes could have multifaceted benefits. For sovereign wealth funds and government-owned investors, the exemption would enhance the net returns on their Swedish investments, making the country more attractive relative to other global markets. From a diplomatic perspective, this tax policy adjustment could serve as a tool to strengthen Sweden's ties with key strategic partners, facilitating closer cooperation beyond finance, including trade, technology, and environmental initiatives. However, policymakers must balance these advantages against potential revenue losses and concerns over tax fairness. The ministry is expected to introduce strict eligibility criteria and robust compliance measures to mitigate risks of abuse and ensure that exemptions are granted transparently and fairly. Comparative international context. Several OECD countries have implemented similar measures to attract sovereign investments. For example, certain jurisdictions exclude foreign government entities from dividend withholding taxes as part of broader investment promotion strategies. Sweden's consideration of this exemption underscores its competitive stance in the global financial landscape, aiming to align with best practices while preserving fiscal responsibility. Next steps. The Ministry of Finance conducts stakeholder consultations, including discussions with tax experts, financial institutions, and international partners. The outcome of these deliberations will inform legislative proposals, which may be presented to the Swedish Parliament later in 2025. Investors and financial advisors are advised to monitor these developments closely, as the new policy could significantly impact cross-border investment strategies involving Swedish equities. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.